67 women pilots are expected to attend a conference in Malawi, marking the first anniversary of the 99's Africa Section, an organization promoting women in the aviation sector. To be held in Blantyre, the event is set to take place from the 19th to the 21st of October. Internationally, the 99's aims to promote education through aviation, particularly to get more women involved in the sector. The governor of the Africa Section of the organization, Ivana Avares Marshall, explains more about the 99's in this interview with Capital FM's Elita Soko.
The 99's is a women pilots organization. So it was founded in 1929 by Amelia Earhart. And it was the first and only women's organization at that time. People asked me, where does 99s come from? And initially, she called for a meeting, Amelia Earhart, in those days. And only out of the invitations of 117, 99 women pilots came for the meeting. And so that's where the 99s comes from.
That's where the name comes
that's
from.
That's where the name comes from, yes.
And what's the objective of the 99s?
The objective of the 99s is basically to promote education through aviation. We try to bring in and get more women involved in aviation. And it's quite a specialized field, so you have a lot of women pilots or girls who start learning to fly who do encounter problems. They have mental blocks or training problems, and there's not that many that they can turn to, or other women that they can turn to, because the Women Pilots Association is a very, very small amount of women pilots who do exist. And so they kind of struggle through their training, and they don't have mentors or role models. So this is where we have role models that come in through the 99s, and they sort of like a sisterhood that help each other to go through their training, through their aviation careers. A lot of them want to give up some point, and we keep telling them, no, you've got to continue. So that's the sort of sisterhood and mentorship that we have.
So you're the governor of the Africa section of the organization. What does it take for one to become a member?
In order to become a member, join, you have to have some sort of license, whether it's a student license or private pilot license, commercial license. You have to be enrolled with a school at some point, so for a student pilot license. But any license you may have, whether it's military or helicopters, fixed wing, as long as you've got some form of a license, you can join us. And you can join through our online website, which is www.african99s.com, or you could get in touch with us through that website, and we can help you with the process of joining. But since we started, our membership has grown from 6 members, and we're now 30 members.
That's in Africa.
In Africa, a lot of the members are from various parts in Africa. We had a few who are overseas as well, but they're all members from Africa, different countries in Africa.
Now, we're talking about a conference that's coming up, and it's going to be hosted here in Malawi. Tell us more about that.
So the 99s have been celebrating their 90th anniversary this year, since they were formed in 1929, and the African section will be celebrating their first anniversary. And because they're two very poignant landmark anniversaries, there are 67 women pilots coming from around the world to support us in this event, since they've been going and a lot of the other chapters have been in existing for a while. And it's the first time in the history of Africa so that so many women pilots are coming, so we're making history on the African continent, as well as for Malawi. For Malawi, it's one of the most interesting things because we've never ever had an aviation conference here, let alone so many women pilots attend. So we're all very excited about it.
Now, what does it take in order to pull this off, in order to actually hold this conference?
It's been a lot of organization. We all, as well as holding the conference, we're also trying to do quite a bit of sightseeing and a little for the girls to be able to also see part of Malawi. As Malawi doesn't have much of an aviation industry, we can't really show them much on terms of our aviation side, but we can show them from grassroots how are we going to start promoting aviation through education in Malawi by visiting some of the local villages and showing them how we're going to do our educational camps. So it is quite a challenge, but apart from that, it will be interesting for them to see what we
the resources that we don't have that we need. And we are looking as well for partnerships or people to sponsor us for this event. We've struggled quite a lot to get sponsorship because people don't understand much about the aviation industry in Malawi, and it's almost, well, it's non-existent. So it has been quite difficult getting sponsorship. We've managed to get a few companies that have sponsored, so thank you to those sponsors who have sponsored us so far, but it's still not enough. We're still trying to raise another $20,000. So if there's any companies out there who are willing to be part of history in the making for Africa, please get in touch with us at africansection99s.com.
What's your vision for the aviation sector in Malawi, particularly, seeing as you're a Malawian yourself?
It will take a while for it to grow. We used to have a very big aviation industry in Malawi. We were one of the biggest countries that used to hold the biggest air shows. Many years ago, we had 300 so aircrafts registered on with our CAA, Civil Aviation Authorities, and it's all sort of died a natural death, especially general aviation. I would love to see aviation grow in Malawi, but it is a very, very costly field to go into, and it will take some years to get it back to where it was in those days. But however, we would love to still promote aviation through education, and this is where we will be running educational camps, training camps, but it targeting the youth, the girls and boys, and we will be doing educational camps starting from the bottom of Malawi all the way to the top. But it's not just Malawi, it's also around other African countries.
That's Ivan Nayavari Masho, the governor of the Africa section of the 99s.